بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب سنة المغرب بعدها وقبلها Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter now. We had completed the sunnah of Asr and now he's bringing the chapter on the sunnah of Maghrib. And this chapter is on the sunnah before and after the Maghrib Salah. تَقَدَّمَ فِي هَذِي الْأَبْوَابِ حَدِيثُ إِبْنِ عُمَرْ رضي الله عنهما وحديث عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها وهما صحيحان أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي بعد المغرب ركعتين. In the previous chapters, the hadith quoted by or quoted regarding the narration of Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما and Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to offer two rakat salah after the Maghrib salah. And if you recall, we did the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever reads 12 rakats in the day, then he builds a home in paradise for himself. And we explain those rakats, the two sunnat of Fajr, the four sunnat of Dhuhr before the Fard, then the two after the Fard. So Dhuhr is 6 altogether, and two of Fajr is 8. And then the two of after Maghrib Salah, that is 10, and the two after the Isha Salah, that is 12. So these are Sunnah Mu'akkada. But in this particular chapter, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi is a Shafi'i, and Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Alayhi, because of the hadith we will be reading now, we will understand that they of the opinion, especially Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullahi Alayhi, that these two rakats, even before the Maghrib Salah, like how we see in the Haramain Sharifain after the Maghrib Adhan, there is a duration there is a time before the Fard starts. And you see many people reading two rakat salat at that time. This is according to the Shafi'i school of thought. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi says it is permissible. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi says it is sunnah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi says it is permissible. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi of the opinion that no, it is not a sunnah practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of the other ahadith that are mentioned in the other books where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to hasten salah, maghrib salah, the moment after sunset, he would not like to delay, and there is a narration for that. Therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi of the opinion that the person, there will be no two rakats before the fard of Maghrib. However, ulama have stated that if you are, in example, in a place like Haramain Sharifain and there is that long duration of time before the fard commences, then if somebody performs it, it will be permissible. However, it's not something encouraged because of other ahadith. So we find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some sahaba, and in some narration mentioned some senior sahaba who practiced this. You will find that Rasulullah himself did not perform it. He saw the sahaba doing it. He did not command them to do it, neither did he stop them from doing it. But because in Maghrib Salah, what we term as isti'jal, person should not delay after sunset. He should read his salah immediately. And therefore Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi especially, would say that a person should not read the two rakat salah before the Maghrib fard. However, in this first hadith we did, that this we are talking about after the Maghrib salah, two rakats, that is sunnah mu'akkada. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ مُغَفَّرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ أَنِ النَّبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ صَلُّوا قَبْلَ الْمَغْرِبِ قَالَ فِي الثَّالِثَ لِمَنْ شَاءَ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. As Abdullah bin Mughaffar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform salah before the Maghrib salah. So he said it once, then he said it the second time, perform salah before the Maghrib salah. And the third time he said, perform salah before the Maghrib salah, liman sha, for whoever wishes to do so. From this you understand, there was no compulsion, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop any person, he did not prohibit any person. He didn't force any person to read these two rakat salah before Maghrib. So the word liman sha'a, for whosoever wishes to do so. وَعَنْ أَنَسِرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ قَالَ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ كِبَارَ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَبْتَدِرُونَ السَّوَارِيَ عِنْدَ الْمَغْرِبِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. So this again is a hadith which Imam Shafi rahmatullahi looked at, and he says, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that I saw some senior sahaba of Rasulullah some hastening towards the pillars of the masjid at the time of Maghrib, in other words, to read the two rakat salah before the Maghrib. However, some ulama have mentioned other great sahaba like Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, according to them, that they did not perform this two rakat salah before Maghrib. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال كنا نصلي على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين بعد غروب الشمس قبل المغرب فقيل أكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاهما قال كان يرانا نصليهما فلم يأمرنا ولم ينهنا رواه مسلم. Anas رضي الله عنه reads that we used to perform two rakats after sunset before the Maghrib Salah during the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then Anas رضي الله عنه was asked, did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم perform these two rakats? He replied, he should see us performing, but he neither commanded us nor he nor prohibited us. In other words, Rasulullah himself did not read it. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال كنا بالمدينة فإذا أذن المؤذن لصلاة المغرب ابتدروا السواري فركعوا ركعتين حتى أن الرجل الغريب لا يدخل المسجد فيحسب أن الصلاة قد سليت من كثرة من يصليهما رواه مسلم. Again, Anas رضي الله عنه narrates that when we were in Medina and the مؤذن called the Adhan for the Maghrib Salah, Sahaba would hasten towards the pillars, like how we have pillars in the masjid. They would hasten behind the pillars, using that as a sutra, and perform two rakats. So much so that if a stranger would enter the masjid at that time, he would assume that the Maghrib Salah was over, and thinking that other people are reading the sunnah after the Maghrib Salah, because of the number of people performing these two rakats. So again, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, then it is permissible for them to read the two rakat salah. However, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi and Imam Malik rahmatullahi ali, a person immediately after the adhan of Maghrib, then we should be reading the fard and not the two rakat salah. So the difference of opinion among the scholars, and this is the hadith regarding the sunnah. And so important thing is the two sunnah after the fard of salah is sunnah mu'akkada, and we should not discard. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'am. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Allahumma. Bihamdihi.